Brothers and sisters, you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep. For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and lust, not in rivalry and jealousy. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Those are the words from a portion of the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 to 14. And they remind me of a story of a very important person in world history and in church history. There was many centuries ago in the 300s AD and 400s AD, there was a man named Augustine. And he was originally from what could be considered the northern part of Africa. His mother was a woman named Monica, and she was a Catholic Christian. And his father was not a Christian. He was of the pagan religions of the Roman Empire. His name was Patricius. And Augustine had not been baptized, but his mother, Monica, was very much desiring that Augustine would one day choose to be baptized. But it didn't look like that was going to happen. And Monica would pray and pray and pray and felt really sad that her son was not baptized. But even in addition to that, her son, as he grew up, began to live a real, kind of like a dangerous life, a life of all kinds of sin and all kinds of troublesome ways. And Monica really grieved over the path that Augustine had been taking. Now, Augustine was not a bad man. He was a very good man. And he had this philosophical view of life. In other words, he was trying to find out what would be the best way to live. He wasn't someone who would just, you know, just bumble through life and bounce around from one situation to the next. He really wanted to find out what is the happiest way to live. And as he grew older, he came to the conclusion that the best way to live would be to maximize his pleasure in life. Now, Augustine used to study Christianity a little bit only so that he could criticize it and prove that it was kind of like a joke or a waste of time. But he would study many different philosophies and religions. But he came to the point where he was convinced that a life of pleasure would be the source of happiness, would be the only way to live life to the full. If someone could have lots of pleasure, their life would be great. If they couldn't have lots of pleasure, then their life was miserable. Augustine believed that. However, at the end of the day, he always felt a sort of emptiness. He got involved in lustful ways, promiscuity, and I've often thought if the internet had existed when he was around, he would have been addicted to internet pornography, which they say is as addictive as any drug. Now, Augustine wasn't a bad guy, but he was going down a bad path, and it left him empty. However, he continued on this path thinking that pleasure was the way to happiness. Maybe if he just got more of it, he would eventually find happiness. And something happened to Augustine that really shook him to his core was he had a dear friend that he loved very much that died kind of unexpectedly, and that shook him. You know, when you face death for the first time in your life, it really is a difficult thing to face. I remember I had a high school classmate who died in an accident, and it really made me start to question, what was life all about? What was the point of life if really it's so fragile, it can end so tragically and so quickly? Even what's the point of life if it can end simply? Death has a way of shaking people, and it shook Augustine to his core. But it wasn't enough yet to change him. He still was convinced that Christianity and the Catholic Church was not something to be paid much attention to. He would criticize it and still think that pleasure was the way to happiness. At some point, he made his way to a place called Milan, and he encountered there a very famous bishop, Catholic bishop named Bishop Ambrose. And Augustine would sometimes listen to Bishop Ambrose preach. because he wanted to, you know, kind of expose himself to what the church taught, just to kind of expand his mind. But he really wasn't interested in becoming a Christian. He was very impressed with the speaking skills of Bishop Ambrose. And he also thought that if he became a famous speaker, then he could maximize his happiness in this life. So he kind of had those two things, pleasure and success would be his source of happiness. But he was left empty, and he felt that something great was missing in his life. And one day, he was outside relaxing. You could say he was chilling like a villain, as they say. And off in the distance, he hears a boy singing a song. He didn't know if it was a boy or a girl. It was a little kid singing. And the kid was singing two words in Latin repeatedly. Tole lege, tole lege, tole lege. Which translated means, take and read, take and read. And Augustine had no idea what that meant. He thought that maybe it meant something important was being spoken to him and that he had to take something and read it. So he happened to have access to part of the Bible, which he used to study in order to criticize it, and he randomly opened it. And he opened it to this passage from St. Paul. Now just think about how powerful these words were for Augustine at this moment. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. Throw off the works of darkness, put on the armor of light. Conduct ourselves properly as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness and promiscuity and lust, not in rivalry and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this passage that he just opened to, we could say randomly, but perhaps in the plan of divine providence, it was providentially, it really touched his heart. And when he read that, it was like he had a moment of enlightenment where he realized this is the way to life, to turn away from all of the sins that are condemned by the gospel and the teaching of the church, and to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, to really have faith in him and to live by his teaching. This was a turning point in his life. It was a big turning point that led him to study more seriously the teachings of the Holy Gospel and of the church. And then he would go to Bishop Ambrose to honestly learn from him, to learn the ways of Jesus Christ. And eventually, he sought out baptism. He was baptized when he was around 30 years old. His mother Monica was delighted with that, and he became a very devout Christian. He eventually he was confirmed, received communion, he became a priest, and he became a bishop. He was a Catholic bishop. Here's a guy that was totally going in the opposite direction, and he becomes a Catholic bishop. And he goes around to wherever he can to lead people to this new life that he discovered, the life of grace, the life of truth in the Lord Jesus. You see, up to this conversion point in his life, believe it or not, his mind was closed, although it would have looked like his mind was opened. His mind was closed to truth, but at some point, the light of truth began to shine in his heart, and he opened his mind fully to the truth of Jesus Christ. You know, the mind of every one of us is made for truth, and it's made for the ultimate truth, who is Jesus Christ the Lord. Augustine found that truth, embraced it, and lived it. Augustine is now known as Saint Augustine, and his teachings are so profound, he's known as a doctor of the church. If you have the opportunity, get a hold of a book that he wrote called The Confessions of Saint Augustine. You can get it on audio form, or you can read it. And it's a very interesting book where he goes to his life's journey. And I heard St. Augustine referred to once as the father of psychology, because in his book, the Confessions, he looks at his actions and his vision of life and his philosophy of life, and he examines why he did what he did. He would talk about something that he did, and then he would think about, why did I do this? What motivated me to do it? Which is basically a study of human psychology. St. Augustine is a great example of the saying, every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. And I speak about St. Augustine now in this time of Advent. You know, Advent is a time that calls us to think about the coming of Jesus Christ, both at Christmas and when he comes again in glory at the end of time, which, according to the Bible, will happen soon. And when it does happen, it will seem like it has happened very soon. Advent calls us to recognize the shortness of life in this world and to set our heart and our mind upon eternity, upon Jesus Christ our Lord, who is the truth, the way, and the life. Augustine had his conversion experience, and he realized that up to that point, he was pretty much wasting his time. And he wasn't a bad person, but he wasn't using his time wisely. Advent calls us to use our time wisely. The wisest thing to do is to be about the work of following the Lord Jesus, of knowing who he is and doing his will. So brothers and sisters, as we move through this Advent season and our life's journey, let us try to imitate this model of St. Augustine, the St. Augustine, not the sinner Augustine, and turn away from sin and turn to the Lord Jesus and really do the will of Christ. Make every effort to live by the gospel. In this way, we will be using our time very well. God bless you.